Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, and we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. You can also listen to our show on podcast. You go to EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast.
You've been listening to us on podcast.
I like listening to us on podcast. I'm checking out what we're saying. Anyway, we are thrilled to be welcoming to our show today Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. She is a pediatrician and an entrepreneur who is reimagining Catholic healthcare to make it accessible and affordable without compromising timeless values. And Dr. Birchelman and her husband, Greg, have co-founded My Catholic Doctor, which is a growing group of approximately 300 faithful Catholic Amen. Clinicians across the United States. My Catholic Doctor is a virtual hospital that uses telemedicine and a network of physical locations and innovative healthcare reimbursement models to make pro-life Catholic healthcare available to everyone. And today, she's going to be here to speak with us about My Catholic Doctor and how she is reclaiming Catholic healthcare in America. Go out to the great website. It's mycatholicdoctor.com. For a time such as this, this is so needed.
Yes, yeah,
so
I'm getting to understand, you know, what she's doing here. The word that came to me right before the show was just kind of renewal. Mm-hmm. That this is another sign of renewal within the church and upon our country, the face of the earth, that God is providing this, mm-hmm. that you can have excellent quality, cutting-edge healthcare in a Catholic tradition that's open to all people. Because they still promote and believe what has been true for thousands of years, the Hippocratic Oath. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to heal, we don't do harm.
Right.
And you look at healthcare today and you're just saying, like, you know, assisted suicide and euthanasia and birth control that's so detrimental, and it just goes on and on and on. Who's thinking in the right fashion according to the natural law in terms of excellence of healthcare? MyCatholicDoctor.com. So be encouraged. We're here to bring people like Dr. Kathleen to you, Birchelman, and that you would be encouraged. There's something here for you, everybody throughout the country. You'll find something at mycatholicdoctor.com. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Dr. Kathleen Birchelman, and she is the co-founder to My Catholic Doctor. Go out to the website, mycatholicdoctor.com. Well, we are excited to have you with us, but first we want you to tell our family a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to talk about this great My Catholic Doctor ministry that you have going.
So I'm a mom, and I'm married to Greg, now 25 years, my wonderful husband. We have 7 children, and I was raised a cradle Catholic. And I thought my whole life was about being a mom and raising children well as a pediatrician and a mom. And I homeschooled my kids for 9 years, actually, while working at Washington University in St. Louis. And then the Lord called us to something else. And there was a very clear call. A lot of people ask us what happened. And there was a very clear call in adoration. I came and told my husband, okay, I know what we're meant to do now. And he listened and he said, okay. And at that time, starting My Catholic Doctor wasn't a crazy idea. There was a group of 6 doctors that were friends through the Catholic Medical Association that started this little second opinion telehealth service in 2019 before COVID, when telehealth wasn't even reimbursable by insurance. And it was just a little tiny side gig. Nobody was quitting their other job. And that's what we started. And then God had a very different plan.
So there are some good things that came out of COVID.
For sure.
Right? And so tell our family really what My Catholic Doctor is, where it's located, how people can get access to it.
What you told your husband.
My Catholic Doctor is currently about 300 faithful Catholic clinicians located throughout the United States and Puerto Rico. And we offer faithful Catholic healthcare services. We're 90% telehealth, 10% in-person care. And we are here to serve you, whether you have a sinus infection, a urinary tract infection, infertility, you're pregnant with low progesterone, you're facing death, you have mental health needs, we're here for you. We're a full service organization.
Well, and the beautiful thing, especially in this culture of death that we live in, where the ethics and the morals of being a Catholic doctor kind of get shoved to the back burner. And then we all have to do as doctors whatever the industry is telling us to do, whatever this culture of death is telling us to do, whatever is billable.
Right.
And so that becomes the driver as opposed to how am I best serving my client or my patient.
That's right.
Right?
It's this sacred doctor-patient relationship. It's very similar to that sacred priest-penitent relationship, right? It's a sacred relationship, and you don't want any third party in that doctor-patient relationship besides the Holy Spirit, right? But in modern American healthcare, there's all kinds of third parties that are influencing that care. Insurance companies, employers, somewhere north of 70% of American physicians are now employed. So they're wearing the handcuffs of their employer about how much time they spend with you, what care they provide, et cetera.
Yeah. And average, really, it's maybe 5 to 7 minutes. You have to wait almost 6 months sometimes to get an appointment, right? And then, you know, God forbid you're really sick. And then what other people have done is really done the American healthcare system where they're just running into what I call the doc in the boxes, where they're getting treated
sure.
and not getting great care. No personal, who can I call, who's my doc? Not someone who is incorporating my values and morals as a human being and treating the dignity of me as a person, as opposed to just writing me a script.
That's right, and getting to know you and understanding, you know, your human strengths, your human failings, and really finding root cause of illness and treating the underlying cause. In many cases, the best treatment may not be a pharmaceutical. It may require time and deep diagnostics. That may not be reimbursable by health payers, and even if it is, your doctor may not want to do that because it's not going to fit in that 6-minute appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've degraded Catholic healthcare in America. We've degraded healthcare in America. But what about our Catholic doctors? They're out there. Jesus is still calling them to be healers. Mm. And they go through all their years of training and then they get into some employed position and all of a sudden they realize their heart is restless. This is not what I was called to do. I want to do a better job than this. And so where do they go? Mm-hmm. They can hang up their own shingle and they'll get paid something like a half to a third of what the major healthcare networks are paying, because the small independent doctors get paid much less than large systems by the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because the large systems can kind of push the insurance companies and negotiate with them, but the little guys have no negotiation power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a Catholic doctor says, I'm tired of this, I want to take good care of my patients, I hang up my shingle, it's a huge salary cut right there. And so where do they go? There may not even be a local Catholic health system that can employ them. And they have nowhere to go. And that's our story. So that's why we've recruited none of our clinicians. They all come to us because their heart is restless and they were already called by Jesus. So this is the easiest job in the world for me. I don't have to recruit anyone. Jesus did that work.
I love that he brings them to you. But now, so let's say we do telehealth medicine and there isn't a physical brick and mortar building close by, but you have a doctor that's a specialist in an area and I need to get some lab work done, or I need a prescription written. How does all that come into play?
Sure. So most of our physicians are multi-state licensed, and it's all on the profile. And in fact, our system is designed so that you'll only schedule with someone that is licensed in the state where you're located. So everything should be taken care of, and it's very clear what insurance we take. So we want to get you to a faithful Catholic doctor that can meet your needs, is licensed to treat you, and takes your insurance. And then we're multi-state licensed, most of us. So like whether you're on vacation in New Jersey or you're here in Alabama, you know, I can still write your prescription for whatever it needs. So we can e-prescribe to any pharmacy nationwide. We can order any necessary labs and imaging through our national accounts with Quest and LabCorp and many other specialized labs, and also imaging services. And then if you told me, you know, I really love my local little tiny independent lab or imaging center, no problem. We can use that too. Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
Excellent.
Well, you're offering a plethora of health services, and yet you have some services that maybe people can't find anywhere, kind of like pro-life concerns and those services. You mentioned seven key services that people might not be able to get in other places, but they are able to get it because you're holistic, you're looking at underlying causes, your ethical, Catholic morality there. Although also, you don't have to be Catholic to get these services.
For sure. Okay. For 2,000 years, Catholic healthcare has treated all people, and we certainly do the same.
Okay. So what are those seven special areas that you list?
Yeah. So, you know, about half of what we do is general health care, and about half of what we do is these specialized services. And let's talk about these seven pro-life Catholic services that are often not accessible locally. In fact, most Americans have no local access to these services, and I think this is under-discussed. And the first one, and I know you understand this, Jim and Joy, is abortion pill reversal, which as abortion unfortunately becomes largely pharmaceutical, and they're mailing the pills across state lines, and these women, it's a they have to take two sets of pills, and there's this incredible phenomenon. I know you've seen this, that these women, these are pro-choice women that took all the steps to get the pills, and they swallowed the first set of pills, and they're overcome with darkness. That's the word. No matter what language they're speaking, the women describe a sense of darkness. And then they come to us, and this blows me away. And people say, oh, this must be rare. Okay, it's not. I can tell you, you know, I believe the last, we are doing like, you know, 8 to 11 a quarter right now cases in the United States. So these women come to us, and they express, they just express what happened, they want to save their baby. And so through a very simple procedure, we give them high doses of progesterone, which allows, in many cases, we're able to save the life of that baby. And we have beautiful pictures. And I know you've been involved in this important work too. So I think the single most important pro-life health service that America needs right now is abortion pill reversal.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing so much of that, of chemical abortion. We're in a state where abortion is banned. You can't have surgical abortion. You can't have chemical abortion, but women are getting the chemicals.
Right.
We're just seeing so much of this now, and we are seeing cases where they want a reversal. And thank God for doctors like you have in all 50 states that can help with this, prescribe the medication, which isn't all that complex.
Right.
In terms of reversing this, what's the key chemical that takes to reverse what's happened?
So it's progesterone. So the abortion pills are really it's a progesterone blocker, and then you just give progesterone and it can reverse the effects of the first drug. So this is actually a simple medication that's been used in cases of threatened miscarriage for many years and for other purposes. It's a drug that's been on the market for a very long time.
I see you're also involved with Care for Gender Detransitioners. That's amazing. So we're seeing people that have felt like they wanted to biologically change if they could do that, and I think I'm supposed to be a woman or a man, and then it's kind of like the abortion pill reversal. So they detransition to say, this was a terrible mistake, you know, this is not working for me. How do you aid or assist them in the process of detransitioning?
Yeah, and it's a very difficult process. First of all, obviously, all of these cases are extremely confidential. All of our care is confidential, but these cases in particular, we try to absolutely make sure their records are closed, et cetera. The detransitioner cases are profoundly sad because the physicians that assisted them in the so-called transition generally abandon them. As soon as they say they want to detransition, they say, oh, there's no evidence basis for the detransition, which is ironic because there wasn't much evidence basis at all for the transition, right? But they are generally abandoned by their physicians. We had one case come to us that just needed a refill on an antidepressant medication that this patient had been on for many years. Yeah. So very stable chronic medication, just needed and was doing well on the medication, just needed a refill on the medication and could not get it from any of her established mm-hmm. physicians. So what they're asking for is not rocket science care, but it's amazing how those patients get abandoned. I like to make the point that there's no national detransitioner center. There's all these transition centers across the country, but there's no centralized detransition center. All these hospital systems with huge endowments and lots of money, why don't we have a detransitioner center?
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing as the abortion industry. You know, it's kind of like, we don't want to hear from you once you leave our parking lot and you've taken the chemical abortion. You'll be fine. And now what girls are doing are they're being told not even to go to, if you go to the emergency room, don't even tell them that you've taken the chemical abortion. Just tell them you're having a spontaneous miscarriage. And this is so great and wonderful and the greatest thing since sliced bread. Why are we continuing to lie? What is the great cover-up? What is the great abandonment from the medical community and what is their responsibility? Right?
Good questions, Joy.
It is so frustrating. And so thank God for My Catholic Doctor, where there are people who are being called by Jesus to come and say, let's reset this.
Right.
As you said, we're reimagining healthcare is to say, what is the best thing that I could do and serve this couple, this family in this critical time of their lives and not, as we're all being trained, just throw pharmaceuticals at them and not concerned about their mental, their spiritual right. health as the whole human being.
Right.
Right?
For sure.
Can you address what you're doing in the area of end-of-life healthcare, which is another huge area? Why would people get in touch with you? What are they looking for?
Yeah. So we get calls from people who are facing death, and sometimes it's the patient, more often it's the family members. And it's usually a situation where they're being offered some treatment that may resemble euthanasia, right? So there's all kinds of names for euthanasia now. We call it medication assistance in dying, terminal sedation, right? It's all killing.
Wow.
It's all evil. Yeah. You know, the evil one wants that final temptation. Before death, humans are subjected to one last attempt by the evil one to steal your soul. Mm. And it's at that time of death, when you're facing death, there's tremendous spiritual warfare. Mm. And we've known this in the church for 2,000 years. And who's there in that moment? Healthcare's there. Usually it's the doctors, right? And it's our job to step in and support that person to a holy death. So we have something called the Holy Death Initiative. Mm-hmm. And wherever you or your loved one may be, whatever hospital they're in, whether they're at home, it doesn't matter, you can do a telehealth second opinion consult with our clinicians and discuss the whole case and we'll talk it through. In many cases, everything that's happening is totally fine. You can and should treat pain mm-hmm. in the dying, but it helps people have a holy death.
We're gonna take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment, and we hope you're getting a lot out of this sharing and that you will use mycatholicdoctor.com. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. wrapping up our conversation with Dr. Kathleen Birchelman with My Catholic Doctor, mycatholicdoctor.com. All the information is there. So tell us a little bit about how they can access your services, how complicated or simple that it is. And then we want to speak about billing and insurance and so on. Access.
Sure. It's mycatholicdoctor.com. It's that easy. It's designed to be very user-friendly. And you have three choices when you go to our website. You can get seen now by the next available clinician 24/7, 365, 51 states. Or you can schedule an appointment, pick your clinician, pick the specialty, etc. Or you can learn more about us.
It's beautiful.
And then billing. So let's say I go there and I say, well, I have this kind of insurance. Are you going to take this my insurance? What if I don't have insurance and can I do self-pay? How does all that work?
So we're really committed to accepting diverse forms of payment for healthcare, recognizing that most Americans don't choose how they pay for their healthcare, right? So we accept almost every major health insurance plan. We have more than 700 commercial insurance contracts. We have 13 direct employer group contracts, and we're very happy to work directly with employers, generally Catholic employers. And then we have self-pay rates, and we also accept health-sharing ministries.
Yeah. Excellent.
You know, we do see Catholic healthcare facilities, hospitals. I don't know what's going on, but they're closing down. I don't know if they're being bought out. I don't know if it's just finances or whatever. You see this as well happening all over the country. And so this makes what you have, that we could still go to, those hospitals usually have Catholic morals and ethics and abortions aren't taking place in there. You know, it's natural family planning that's spoken about. Now that's not there anymore, those hospitals. But you have doctors that believe along these lines, and that's why yours is so timely. Speak to that for a minute.
We're here for you. We do offer natural family planning. We believe we're the largest provider of natural family planning nationwide. We offer it in seven methods. We offer fertility care for both men and women that never utilizes IVF, but actually has a higher live birth rate and is much less expensive. Catholic health care is good health care, right? Good ethics is good care. Good care is good ethics. And we're here for you and everyone else, no matter what your concern is. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, thank you so much for being with us. Thank God we have you tomorrow, because there's so much more that you need to unpack for us. And so it's mycatholicdoctor.com, mycatholicdoctor.com. As I said at the beginning of the show, this is a real sign of renewal. We should be greatly encouraged within the church, and it really is an awakening throughout the country. Everyone wants excellent health care. Many, many people in our country are spiritual people, predominantly Catholic people. It's open to Catholic, Christians, evangelicals, Muslims, anybody who wants excellent health care and would like to be understood as a sacred being made in the image and likeness of God. They'll speak your language. Go to mycatholicdoctor.com, see what is available to you. Please access that site and get excellent and beautifully spiritual, ethical health care. We'll be with you tomorrow again to continue this conversation. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.